As Jordan Lilley starts the game, it's high, Lomax is underneath it, it'll come down on his 10 and he'll just slip a little pass to his left hand side to Kyle Moore. Well, it's an interesting one as Peru gets rid of Ablett and he's through, he's got Swift on his right hand side, gets the ball away to Swift. Swift in a foot race with Ryan Hall, only one winner. Adam Swift scores, first try of the night for St. Helens. Great play. We're talking about Matty Smith, but it's a substitute of Dom Peru who just burst through Leeds. You've got to say it wasn't the best defence, but boy, he's got some power, he's got some speed as well. And then he got the ball to the speedster on the wing, which was Swift. Garber into dummy half to Joel Moon. Joel Moon throws the dummy, Joel Moon still going, Joel Moon's over the line. And Phil Kaplan summed that try up absolutely perfectly before the game even started. Saints defence didn't know whether he was going to run, he was going to pass, he was going to kick. They stood off him and he had the presence of mind and the strength to crash over the line. Leeds hit right back with Joel Moon. It's Leeds 4, Saints 4.
Stick twist or bust with Joel Moon. What do you do? And he takes the ball in a style where you think he might even drop it. He's going to pass it. He's going to stick his head through the line and drop it off to somebody. No, he holds on to the ball himself.
Saying to Leeds and to Jordan Lilley and Matt Parcell that we take the two. Brian Mack made the call from high. Up in the stand to our right. He's gone down to the bench for the final few minutes. Lilley, two steps forward. Doesn't miss this time. 6 points to 4, Leeds lead. Lilley with his first conversion. We've got 3 minutes to go to the break. Not many scores, Phil, but it's been an entertaining first half.
Oh, breathless end to end. Lots to admire from both teams. Both keeping the ball alive. It's a beautiful night for throwing the ball around.
Ablett gets the ball away, back to Moon, and Moon runs across to Lilley. Lilley gets the ball away. It'll be a try for Stevie Ward, and Wilkins' kick has come back to haunt the Saints. Stevie Ward crashes over to the right of the post. Good play by the halfbacks. Linked well, didn't Joel Moon and Jordan Lilley. Lilley gets the pass away to Stevie Ward, and from 2 metres out, he's too strong. He adds to Leeds' half-time lead.
And Edge leads further ahead.
And
that's a big one. That's two scores.
It is indeed, Lilley with the conversion. This is the last. Walker again, he's got a challenge. It's underneath it. It's dropped by Handley. Wilkins got the ball. It's ripped out. It'll be picked up. This will be a try. I think this is ripped out. Regardless, it'll go back for the first knock-on. Saints have scored two. Makinson.
I reckon this will be 12-10. And as you were at half-time, 2 points in it.
Yeah, 12-10. Brilliantly summed up, as always, by Mr. Phil Kaplan. Saints are looking for back-to-back tries. It'll come to Farge. Farge dummy. Inside ball to McCarthy. Scarsborough. Brilliant pass. Brilliant crafted try from St. Helens. Roby scores it, but that was excellent from St. Helens. LMS taking all the plaudits. Adam Cuthbert's the next, you've got to say. He turned in the tackle. He had the presence of mind to offload the ball, and from 1 metre out, no one's stopping James Roby. Saints are back in front. It's Leeds 12, Saints 14. It is, I think, as well. He's calling out Wilkin, but I'm with you. I don't think it's Wilkin who's to blame for this. And again, this is another... Oh, he's sending it. How big a call is that?
Well, there's a... I look, I mean, there is some looks of disbelief from the bench here. That I just think they've got the wrong man. I don't have a problem at all with the crusher tackle being a sin bin. I don't know how you can decide that's John Wilkie.
I don't think what John Wilkie can do wrong there.
He's
not the man who's put the pressure on.
No, but here are Saints under duress with a man less.
Yeah, big 10 minutes coming up. From Lilley. Lilley kicks over to that far side. It is a good kick. Rising up. Leeds have scored. It's played out by his Saints hands. It's not backwards. Callum Watkins picks up the ball. He plonks it down. I'm sure we'll take a look at it.
No, he's gone for
it. The referee's confident enough to give the try. Lilley with the pinpoint kick. Watkins with the try. We're all level. Lilley with the kick to put Leeds in front. The crowd tell you. Great kick from Lilley. It weren't a gimme by any stretch of the imagination. 10 metres in from Tudge. Lilley does add the extras. Leeds 18, Saints 16. Pass to Joel Moon. Throws the dummy on the inside. Runs to his left. Gets the ball away to Ryan Hall. Joel Moon gets the pass away. Ryan Hall scores in the corner. And Leeds increase their lead. It's Leeds 22, St. Helens 60. Ryan Hall with the try. But again, put it down to the brilliance of Joel Moon. As the kick comes from Lee, he's
confident. He knew he'd kick that. He just raised his arm slightly as soon as it left the boot. He knew he'd kick that. I think he's just won the game for Leeds.
This is Fash, great ball by Fash. McCarthy Scarsbrook looked like he was over the line. Somehow, Cuthbertson and Walker are trying to pinch the line. They've got the ball down. They've scored. Saints have scored, and there's life in this game yet. They've
going
scored.
To the screen. Final 2 minutes, Makinson quickly hoofs over the conversion. Goodness me, 22, 24, 22.
24, 22.